please.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 this is International Black Summit Talk Show Network. This is Glenn Greenwich coming to you live out of New York City, Queens, to be exact. We got Brother Jerry going. Brother Jerry.
Hi. Peace, everybody. How y'all, everybody feel tonight?
He's coming out of Brooklyn, so we got the dynamic duo out of New York City making it happen tonight, and we're going to be talking about quite a few things. We want to talk a little bit, continue the conversation from last week about Obama politics and black politics, and continue some of the discussion. Did Bomber become a victim of his success? We also want to take a look at the Tea Party and what they represent and what they're standing for. And we're going to talk a little bit about Glenn Beck and his conversation and what he's adding or not adding to the mix of things. So anyway, we're going to get started with the Declaration. Jerry, would you read that for us, please?
My pleasure. Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating communities as possibilities and distinctions. We listen for and grant being to the possibilities and creating of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economy responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlantic, Georgia, October 7th, 1991, North, South, East, West, above and below, for our ancestors, moments of silence, please. Thank you. Back at you.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate that. So we've got callers already got their hand up. We're going to get to you in a second. We just let's introduce the first topic. I hear you out there, 9 9 7 8 4 1 3. We're going to get to you in a couple, in just a minute or so. If we get disconnected today, if anyone gets disconnected, call back and can't get in to the 347 number, to the 646 number, then we're going to ask you to call into this number. So write this down if you need to. It's 218-862-1300. Let me back up. 218-862-6420. Access code 797-4834 pound. So let me repeat that. 218-862-6420, 797-4834 pound. If for some reason you can't get back into the 646 number, we expect a lot of people coming through tonight, and there might be some hang-ups and some disconnects, so if that occurs. We're also going to limit the conversation and each caller to 2 minutes so that we get to hear from everybody coming through. The first topic we want to talk about is our current events for tonight, and what we're going to say about that is Eddie Long out of Atlanta, Georgia, is one of the ministers that allegedly had relations with his some young men in his congregation. You know, one of the things that that we in our community we want to keep looking at and keep empowering ourselves and look to see that we, when we do take leadership positions, that we don't take advantage of the people that are following and listen to us. So, Jerry, anything you want to say about that and add to that before we take some callers?
I think the one thing that we have to understand, one thing that no matter what happens, God has a plan. And before we pass judgment, let's wait and see what unfolds in the near future. And then after that, we could, for our community, then we can make decisions. Okay? And that's all I have to say about that.
Very good, very good. Anyone that would like to make a comment or would like to get on air, please press 1, and your hand goes up when we see your attention.
Yes.
So I noticed 978, you actually put your hand down. I don't know if you are still interested to get back on air on that or not. But so if there are any conversations or comments about the conversation of Eddie Long, please press 1, and we can get you on the air to find out about that. And if you're in the oxygen line, if you've got any comments, please let Clara know, and she's holding down the oxygen room for us. The one thing that I just want to underline and really get back to is that we have to be supportive of our leaders and understand and know that they're under a lot of pressure and not use the media to vilify them or to demagogue them. So we'll find out what the real deal is. You know, a lot of people are upset, and he's done some great work in the Atlanta area. Anyway, if there are no further comments, let's get into the meat. Let's get into the meat and potatoes of this conversation tonight. So, has Obama become a victim of his own success? Is the first question I want to open up the lines to. And what do I mean by that is, has Obama, the things that put him in, which was change, you know, everybody wanted it to have a conversation, change. So far from last week's conversation, some people felt he's done a good job. Some people felt he hasn't done enough. Some people felt he hasn't done a good job at all. So people are all over the place, and, politics is one of those things called perception. And so how we perceive him to be doing his job is a reflection of how we'll be voting. So is Obama doing enough? And Obama is only one man. So does it fall on Obama, or does it fall on the government and all the elected politicians that are not supporting him in this conversation called change? So any comments, press 1 so that we can get you live on the air. Jerry, let me forward it to you as we look for anybody that may have their hand up. Go ahead, Jerry.
I feel about this, there's another question I want to put it out there to. Do y'all feel that Obama had did enough for the black community in America? And I want to put that question out there so people could really think about it very seriously. And because when we was host the show, there was a lot of conversation was about did our president did enough for the community, or do you feel did he talk to the cabinet to try to enforce policies in our community so we can have better schools and so we can have better living situations in our community? And And I throw the question out there so people can really think about it, because it's very important, because we are Americans, and you know, especially majority of us as African descent, we did fought to get the Bill of Rights for this country, and so we have more than the right to ask the question to me.
Listener 770-875, go ahead, you're on the air. Do you have any comments at this point?
Yeah, I want to know, well,
give us your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm from out of New Jersey right about now. And, I think all the questions that's being asked is, you know, is Obama doing a good job? Yes, he is. Now, what the real deal is, it's all about numbers. You need to go back and see what kind of mess that was, what kind of mathematical mess, not even mathematical, but monetary mess that was created in 8 years. And it's all about numbers, it's all about money. So what kind of mess is that? America needs to know what kind of deficit they're in and how to get rid of it. So the mathematicians around the world and the economists, you know, the economic minds, they're the ones that can tell the real deal. You know what I mean? And until you see what kind of mess that disrupted the country, that's how you start looking and try to solve. And then you see, you know, who did what and who didn't do what. You know what I mean? It starts with the big dollars. That's what it's all about, bottom line. So, you know, you can't put a blame on somebody who just come in, you know, almost like, 2 years or whatever in office and clean up all that money mess. And who's the boss? China. You know? What's America's deficit? That's what you need to worry about. You know what I mean? How you solve the monetary situation. And then you see how far you're going to go to clean it up. You know what I mean? That's the bottom line. Check the numbers. Numbers tell everything. You know, each time you wake up and leave your house, there are steps to and from your house. You know what I mean? And then from that, you will see how you go down the road. That's what school is all about. Okay.
Okay. Very good.
That's what I gotta say.
We're gonna mute you back because we're gonna limit everybody to a 2-minute conversation so that everybody gets a chance to comment on the question. Thank you for your call. I want to also point back to that we all are responsible in our own way for doing what we can do to help the economy, to preserve global warming, all of the things that it's not just the president. So one of the things that one of the conversations we have at the International Black Summit is called No Out There. And what that points to is that we have a responsibility to do what we can do for ourselves and what's available. Caller 603-300, go ahead, you're on the air. Would you like to comment? What was Obama doing? And in your estimation, and what needs to be done next? Go ahead, 603-300. Okay. Got a quiet comment there. Okay, gotcha. Nine seven eight 413. Is Obama doing a good job? What grade do you give him? Hello.
You said 978-413.
Correct. You're on the air.
Okay, great. Just want to make sure. Good evening, all. My name is Damana. I'm calling from Queens, New York. Let's rethink about whether he's doing well, poorly, if he's working effectively. We have to remember that our political process, it's not just about our president. We have Congress that is also a major player in this situation. Because as much as change, I think a lot of folks are that worked off of that premise of change, didn't stop to take a moment to think about the fact that he's the one that's, of course, he's going to push for these a lot of these changes, but he still has to get, it still must be approved by the House and the Senate. And we have to, as citizens ourselves, we also have to be very aware of who is representing us in Congress and the Senate. And that even trickles down all the way down to our city councils, mayors, governors, et cetera, because these are the people that are representing us in our thought processes. It's very easy for us to say, oh, well, the president, the president, the president. Well, what's happening with the folks, the other folks that you, I hope, were part of the process of electing these other officials? Because if these people are also in agreement with the things that you want, as well as you feel that Obama is aligned with that as well, with a lot of your major ideals, then yes, that works out well. But if you just focus solely on our president to get him into office without looking at who his supporting cast, if you will, would be, then that's going to be a challenge. And to address Jerry's question, stating the fact, you know, is he doing enough for our community? I think there, yes, he did. He's doing okay. I think he could do more. But I'm going to tell you that he set the bar pretty high. And I think we have to be very aware as a community that it is, you know, all of our dreams and possibilities are attainable, but we have to put in the time and the effort and the work for it. People say, oh, well, he kind of got through and he had all these privileges and opportunities. He still had to work hard. See, some people forget that the man went to community college before he went to a four-year school. So there's no excuse, oh, well, you know, I didn't have an Ivy League. That's not the case. He went to community college, got an associate's and then put that into a four-year degree and got his graduate degree. So I take that as he set the bar high for those of us with an entrepreneurial, business, educational spirit, being able to achieve, but, you know, and we have to recognize that and pull up by bootstraps because he put a, he set the bar for the family unit, having a strong family unit, having a very strong wife and wonderful children, as I perceive it at least. And I think we all have to be, we have to acknowledge and kind of reassess where we are and where we're going.
Very good, very good. I'm going to unmute you now, but thank you for your comments. Stay on the line, and
greatly appreciated.
Sure.
We've got some other conversation that we want to hear from you from.
Go
ahead.
I want to make one point on more than Sister Dom, what she was saying. The brothers and sisters, you gotta. The election is critical, especially in November. We have, if we don't like certain things going, we have the right to vote them out. We got to come out in numbers to vote. The Senate is the Senate race, and there's a lot of local races happening in November in New York and around the country. We got to be more educated about to know about more about. More our people, the one who represent us. If we want better schools, we gotta have more constituents that's gonna go attend to our issues. So I advise anybody that if you have like kind of iffy about a certain, I don't like this person or whatever it means, do your investigation, do your education right now. So when the vote is start happening in November. You will know who to vote, what issues that you want to be attending, what resources that you want in our community. It's very important, brothers and sisters. So now or never.
Very good. Thank you, Jerry. This is the National Black Summer Talk Show Network. We are here every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are international, and we have folks calling up from Africa and from Japan and from various parts around the world. So this is an international conversation. Tonight we are talking about American politics and American political infrastructure that affects our community. Our website is www.blacksummit.org. So we invite you to take a look and peruse the declaration which we read earlier. We've got some interesting conversations about empowerment and empowering our community as well. We also have an opportunity for people to sponsor and to advertise themselves on this show. And if you direct any inquiries to ibstalkshow@gmail.com, we can let you know what we would work out an advertising agreement and or sponsor us to go to the next level at Blog Talk Radio, which is the premium level, which would allow us many more listeners to the switchboard. I'm not sure of how many people will actually try to call in, but we're actually maxed out, but you can get to us through the Internet. Unless we've got any other callers out there that want to comment on Obama and how he's doing, I'd like to if you're online and you'd like to speak, press 1, and you'll be recognized and you'll be brought on air.
Glenn?
Yes.
Hi, this is Claire from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. I actually have a comment that I'd like to interject before you move on or move off the Obama topic.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
A couple of things.
Has arrived.
Great. A couple of things. One is the International Black Summit is in the inquiry this year of being with what is. And I just wanted to point out two specific programs that Obama is doing currently that maybe people are not aware of. One came out in February. It's called the Making Homes Affordable Plan. And through that plan, there are 5 different programs to assist people with their mortgage payments so they can have a mortgage payment that is 33% or around 30% of their income. They can reduce their mortgage payment to that level. There's also a program that deals with second mortgages that are available in the banks. There's a list. If you go to the website, makinghomesaffordable.gov, there's a list of all of the lender institution, all of the banks that are participating inside of this program, and they're actually spending a lot of money sending notices out to mortgagees, which some people are ignoring. So in the being with what is, people should respond to those. They're also doing workshops throughout the country where they're bringing in the underwriters and they're rewriting loans on the spot. So Wells Fargo, Chase, Wachovia, to name a few, have done some in the area where I am, and they're doing them throughout the country. So that's one. The other thing that Obama has done that I want to applaud him on is the healthcare reform initiative. And I was speaking with a friend of mine today who's in benefits administration, and what she shared with me is that under the new law, people children up to the age of 26 can be carried on their parents' health insurance. Now, that's never been the case in the past, and it doesn't matter if the child is married or not married, but if from 26 and under, they can now be carried under their parents' health insurance plan. Now, their children, let's say, the children have children. Their children can't be on their grandparents' plan, but Direct Line's children can be on their health care plan up through the age of 26, which is huge. And it doesn't matter if they're, in school or not in school, which was one of the stipulations before. So I think there are a lot of programs, there are a lot of initiatives that are being done, and I don't know if people are or are not aware, but as part of the conversation is just to make ourselves aware of what's available, what is being done. And I really love the comment of the previous sister, of like looking at the whole community, you know, that we're all part of the solution. You know, we're all part of making sure we put together a team that's going to support the initiatives that President Obama is moving forward, and those initiatives that are going to help our community and all communities. And with that, I'm complete. Thank you for letting me share.
You're welcome, and thank you, Clara, for adding that, because one of the things that, matter of fact, the health plan has actually went into effect sometime this week. So I think it was on the 23rd, I want to say.
Yeah.
The other thing is that there may be something about the Democrats not really stepping up and letting, and not per se bragging, but at least letting people know what they have done, because it sounds like, and the general tendency is, what have you done for me lately? And I think there's a missed opportunity that people don't know about all of the great things that have been done so far. And, you know, we're going to get into a little of that because the backlash of that is, of course, the Tea Party. Well, we've got one listener with their hand up. Let me get to them. Caller 347-841. You've got 2 minutes. Give us your comments, concerns. Please. Thank you.
Well, good evening. This is Ray. I'm of Queens. I appreciate what was saying, letting us know what President Obama has done in reference to the mortgages and as well as here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. The thing is that it's important that we know what's going on in order for us to actually take a stand, yes or no, as to the question, is he doing a good job, or yes or no? In order for us to be heard, we have to either vote yes or no. Because if we don't even know, we're in between, then if we don't have a voice, then how is white America viewing us? You understand? We have to stand together because we are Americans, Hispanic, Chinese, but mostly Afro-Americans. We got to stand together. We have to have a voice. If you feel like he's not doing a good job, you need to say he's not. Then you get together and get to committees and find out why we feel he's not doing a good job and address the issues. So based on that, you know, we have to become more powerful as one voice, because without that, there's nothing that's going to be done to change our situation, no matter what this man does. I feel he's doing a good job, but he has only been in for a short period of time, you know, and in order for him to have the opportunity to do a better job and to enhance whatever he's doing, we have to all have some type of voice in this. We can't stay on the side and say, oh, I don't know. It's either yes or no. If no, why no? And how can we address that? If yes, 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 let's go on from here.
Very good. Thank you, Ray. I'm going to put you on mute now. We've got one more. We've got another hand up. Caller 978-413. Go ahead. You're on live on the air.
I'm back again. Yes. I wanted to just make a quick comment. Clara, thank you very much for those examples. I had the thoughts in my head, but I didn't have the official names of those two programs for accomplishments to date. And also, the other sister that was on the phone, yes, we have to stand together, but we also have to be able to state, articulate, clarify our reasons why. We cannot put ourselves in a position of just stating, well, I don't like him or I don't like her. It doesn't work that way. Yes, a lot of the other communities keep themselves informed of what's happening. And I'm not saying you have to know every little bit, but put yourself in a position so you know what's happening and how it, and the possibility of how it can affect your community. That's why I say it goes so deep into something as your, who's your selectman or city council person or whoever, even if it's your sheriff, that all ties into what's happening in our communities. And if we don't how to take a stand and make those choices wisely, then we'll end up at the disadvantage. But I just want to make a comment, especially with the new health insurance initiative, which I'm very happy to hear about. But I want to make a comment off of that for any young people that are listening, or if those of you on the phone or on that are listening that have young people in their circles of influence. This is a great opportunity, because before it was 23 and under for being able to be on your family's, actually in some states, on to be able to be part of your family's health insurance or your parent or guardian. 26 years old and under. Folks, if you haven't taken the opportunity to go to school, because that can affect how much your schooling costs, because most schools require you to have some form of health insurance, otherwise you have to pay for the school's health insurance. This is an excellent opportunity for you to expand and grow in your life, go to school, get yourself informed and educated on whatever your passion and ability, so we can continue to grow as a community effectively. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that comment. Again, it's about us empowering ourselves, empowering each other, and supporting each other supporting Obama in what his quest for it, because clearly he cannot do it by himself. This is the National Black Summit. This is the talk show network. We're here every Sunday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Again, we are our website is www.blacksummit.org, and we actually have an interactive social network at our website, so we invite you to come take a look and find out and share your information and your interests with the folks that are part of that network. We're actually going to shift modes here, and so those of you who have your hand up that have spoken, if you press 1, your hand will go down, and then we'll know when you're ready to speak again. So we're going to shift gears, and let's talk about the Tea Party. Now, the Tea Party has gotten a lot of information, people aren't clear if the Tea Party is part of the Republican Party or not, or it's got relationships with it, and so on and so forth. But the Tea Party, the naming of the Tea Party actually came into being from a Rick Santelli, who had a rant, who was part of the Squawk Box, MSNBC Squawk Box, which comes on in the morning and talks about financials. And in the middle of him being upset about people having to pay for people who are defaulting on their mortgages and so on and so forth, and the fact that the Obama administration had just put out the stimulus package, his response was that we need to just have a tea party in Lake Michigan. And after that, seems like there were a lot of people who were upset about the Bush and the Obama spending and were for not bailing out, for not having big government. So we're left with these tea parties that are supposedly independent grassroots conversations that are participating and are cropping up, but seems to be knocking out some of the Republican Party's candidates. And so I wanted to comment and find out, what do you think of the Tea Party? So if you're, if you press 1, let us know that you want to be on air to comment or to respond to.
Oh, Glenn. Thank you.
Clarence, does anybody want to have a comment in the oxygen room, feel free. We actually have I'm back on the air. I had a little technical difficulty and I lost the connection. We have a caller, 978-413. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you. I figured, okay, I'll bite. I really am still forming my opinion about the Tea Party, although, yes, there appears to be a Republican-esque, I made that up, I know, tone
yeah.
to their politics and their policies, but it's a very interesting dynamic with our political system here in the United States because in many other countries, they're not bipartisan. They usually have multiple parties. You know, we do have multiple parties. You know, we have Green Party, you know, and the list goes on. But Tea Party seems to really have some significant pull. And so I'm sitting back and just watching to see how this is going to play out. And basically what it appears to be is that the Republican Party is now encountering something similar that the Democratic Party has encountered when we had the independence, I think it was Independence Party or Independent Party, Independence, because they have some of us designate ourselves as independent. But then you have Green Party, and that often would split a lot of Democratic votes. But instead of embracing or looking at the similarities and differences, people kind of said, well, I'm just going to stick with the parties that I know. Otherwise, there are individuals that say, you know what, I just need to find some. I want to vote for the person that I feel will represent me accordingly. So I really can sit there and say whether I like it, I dislike it, I don't like whether I like or dislike their politics because I don't have the full circle picture. It's just that they've been in the news because they've been affecting the Republican vote. So I think it'll be an interesting dynamic to see how their strength grows and what's going to happen nationally because, of course, they were fairly popular in the Northeast. So we'll see.
Very good.
All right.
Thank you for your comment. One of the things that I did, they actually have a Google map, and if you look up the Tea Party, one of the things that you'll notice is that the Tea Party is very concentrated on both the coast and in the South and Texas,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so it was very interesting to notice how strong they were and, you know, and how and where they were, because that was the thing that I thought was pretty interesting is to notice just where they are and the impact that they're having. Now, of course, they're being funded by different folks. But and some of the folks have had racist comments, and they've tried to distance themselves from those people. However, the curiosity or the comment that I want to leave with is: are they really a racist faction that's being formulated or not? And I think, not that I have an opinion of it, but I think that it's important for us to find out the facts and to do our research and to know what is, you know, what their positions are. Because right now they're not a national party. They're a lot of independents. And so, yes, they're been lumped together, but I don't know necessarily that they have a national campaign, so it's very, very important. We're dealing with one upstate New York, Carl, I don't remember his last name, but he's running for the governor, and he was able to knock out the Republican candidate, and there are quite a few Tea Parties in upstate New York, Syracuse, Rochester, Ithaca, Rome, those smaller sections of New York upstate that are very supportive of him being the next governor. So, you know, we in New York are dealing with it. Delaware is another state that's dealing with it, and California. So there have been some significant changes. Anyway, we want to hear from you. What do you think about the Tea Party? Is it going to be around for good? Is it going to contribute or disrupt our political structure? We'd like to hear your comments. Any comments from the Oxygen Room, Clara? All right, we've got caller 347-841. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Ray. I'm sure you all know who I am. The thing is that in reference to the Tea Party, there is so much secrecy surrounding their stand and what they stand for. So where there is a lot of secrecy and, idiosyncrasies, how can we know what they're about? You understand? The other thing is that what's done in the dark comes to the light, but how can we even have a say on what they're about when they're keeping hidden with exactly what they're about, and then when they are accused of racist semantics and this and that, they themselves don't even know how to approach or deal with that situation. Therefore, a house divided against itself cannot stand. So I feel this way. Either they're going to make a stand and come out nationally, or their dirty laundry is going to be aired. But it can't be no other way. You know, how can we even make a decision if we are indecisive about who they are, because they're not taking a stand about what they're about where their loyalty lies in reference to dealing with issues with us today, then how can we even make a decision on that? We can't. So therefore, if we can't make a decision about some people that's been around for ages, you know, like the KKK, because I'm not comparing them to that. Let me clarify myself. But we clearly know what the KKK is about. We don't know what the Tea Party is about to this day. We think we do, but we don't. So now that's a question mark with me. I don't even have a comment on that. And the reason why is because I don't know where they stand. They're so surrounded by secrecy. I don't know
sure.
where they stand.
Well, thank you for your comment, Ray. I'm going to put you on mute. Ray brings up a great point, and I think, again, it's, you know, we have a conversation in International Black Summit called accountability, and we've got to be accountable and responsible for who we vote for, and we're going to have to do whatever our due diligence is to find out about those particular candidates and really what they stand, because there's a lot of rhetoric in the political arena to start out with, and of course, you know, it's very, very important in these midterm elections, because these midterm elections are really going to affect what the strength of the Obama cabinet and administration in terms of what they're going to be able to do. So, yes, there's not a lot of information out there. We don't know. I think that we, as responsible and accountable for the country, need to vote responsibly and need to do maybe more work than we've had to do in the past around finding out what the positions and platforms of some of these candidates are. So, that's Jerry, anything you want to say about that?
The question that we need to ask ourselves, that I'm putting this question out there, and from 844, from 930, very serious questions. Brothers and sisters, which party had did more to this past date? This is a very serious question. Now, I want you to hear very loud and clear. Which party has done, I'm going to change the whole dynamic question. Which party had did more to keep America respectability to this time? Because I asked that question because there's a lot, ever since Obama became president, his inauguration, there's a lot of people to me have known that those derogatory things. They throw vices. They throw stuff that black people mind that people cannot really think. And I want people to understand and think that what's in state here. Do you want the Republicans take away the health reform bill that Obama had passed? Do you want the Republican Party or other vices in this country to take away the financial bill that he has signed so all Americans could benefit, even the small business?
Well, Jerry, what you're really speaking to the Republican agenda that just got pronounced this last week. And,
yeah.
We're not even clear that the Tea Party is part of that conversation, but that clearly is a different conversation because the Republicans, what you're asking is, are the Republicans' new agenda, which their objective is to reverse all of the things that Obama has been put in place, is that, so what are you asking about? Is that, do people understand it, or is it a legit, or, you know, what's exactly your question? I'm not clear.
I'm putting it this way. Brothers and sisters, do you think that Republicans has a plan to move America? That's the question.
Well, let me tweak that a little bit. So, is their plan to move America forwards, back, or backwards? I think that's really what you're asking.
Yes.
Let's open up the mic to that. Is the Republican agenda going to move us as a community forward or backwards? So let's hear from folks out there.
Hi, Glenn. This is Clara, and this is really funny to me. I think it was on the holiday, that was that Memorial Day the 4th, and Obama was speaking, and he told a story. And the story that he told was about driving a car. And he was saying that the car, you know, kind of what's been going on in the political system is that the car was in the ditch. You know, that the previous owner of the car had driven the car into the ditch, and, you know, his responsibility was to get the car out of the ditch. And while he's trying to get the car out of the ditch, there are people who are on the sidelines, you know, who are watching and having comment, but they're not helping to get the car out of the ditch. And then once he gets the car out of the ditch, you know, and he's got the car moving forward, they want to take the car back, put the car in reverse, but he said they don't know how to drive. They just want to go backwards, you know. So I thought it was a really interesting an interesting analogy, because I think it doesn't matter who is in office, whether it's Republican or if it's Democrat. You know, we have a series of issues and a series of challenges as a country that need to be dealt with. And whoever is in office at the time, and at this time it happens to be the Democrats, it also happens to be the Democrats under the administration of President Obama, that we all need to work together to get the car out of the ditch and keep moving the car forward. And my thought is that a lot of the political rhetoric that's going on is not about keeping the car moving forward. It's about trying to gain control of the wheel of the car, which is not always in the best interest of the American public.
Excellent. That's a great comment. Thank you. Thank you so much. Caller 770, you're on the air.
There was that.
Republicans and their new agenda moving us forward or backwards?
Always and
forever will be backwards. Always and forever. No matter how you look at it, you know, who come in office.
Tea party, no party. They're all the same. You know,
as far as Tea Party coming into existence, a situation where, think about Boston Tea Party, how things got started there. You know what I mean? Where it seems like everybody, you know, want to be president. Everybody want to lead. But it's not about leading anymore. It's about, you know, keeping a car in the ditch. You know, and finances, housing, and, you know, there's a mental, you know, deprivation of, you know, being forward. So, you know, it's going to be the same all around. You know what I mean? Whatever was set 8 years ago, and as far, you know, 8 years ago, and even before that, it's never going to be the same. So it's the Tea Party, and the Tea Party is going to always be, because everybody wants to be heard now, because the situation is so bad economically, you know, and every kind of way, you know, to move your family forward. So it's going to always be that way, you know what I mean? But thank God there's, you know, as far as Obama coming in, and trying to, you know, get the world in order, you know, so we can move forward in a green initiative, because who has came along, you know, came along in the last, what, 12 years, you know, as far as with the green initiative? That's like a whole new world, you know, as far as, you know, being green. And being green is going to be the way, you know, to get us out of, you know, for the next 20 years from now, going down, you know, going further. So it's like, you know, Obama will always be respected because the green initiative is going to always work in every kind of way. The Republicans, I mean, don't forget when he came in.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. I definitely hear you loud and clear. The car needs to be moving in the area of green technology. That's what we need to be looking at and need to be moving forward. Anyone else? We're quickly wrapping down. Winding down. We've got about 7 minutes left. I'm going to be shutting the mics off about with 5 minutes to go and kind of close the show down. We've got caller 347-841. Go ahead, please.
Yes, this is Ray. What we have to realize is this. Definitely Republicans as a whole, I think, are interested in just taking America backwards. But we also have to realize that we as an Afro-American brother and sisterhood have to realize that we're both Democrats and Republicans involved in this. So we have to make very sure and be careful not to actually bring this political thing into us being disunified, if I could say that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I
Whereas
do.
That we would be able to be a voice as one. Don't let this political mess, white America, come in here and cause disarray because we are Democrats and they were Republicans. We are all one voice, one nation. We got to work together. That's all I want to say.
Great. Thank you so much. I did want to talk a little bit about Glenn Beck. Well, we really only have about a minute or so to talk about him. So I won't open that one up. That was one of the things that I wanted to get to. Any closing comments, anything that anyone would like to share about any of the topics that we've talked about? We talked about Obama administration and support of Obama. We also talked a little bit about the Tea Party, and we also talked about the new Republican agenda. Anybody like to... speak to that. Caller 603-300, would you like to share or add any comments to what you've heard tonight? Okay. 603, were you going to say something? Okay. Young lady from Queens, 978413. Any last comments that you'd like to share?
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. You're
okay,
on here.
Good. Let's keep moving forward and keeping ourselves informed as to what's going on in our communities and how things that are going on nationally, statewide, regionally, however you want to define it, really trickle down to our own households, and how if we want things to progress, we really need to seek to be part of that solution, however which way we want to contribute to it. It could be something as simple as donating, voting, donating time, not necessarily money, but also just being aware and making sure that we're, you know, that we are being represented well and in the manner that we seek.
Very good. Very good. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you, one of our first-time listeners. Appreciate your input. Just want to begin to close down the show and just kind of do like a little recap. And thank you all for calling in and for sharing your different perspectives. This program, of course, doesn't support or point to any political candidates per se, but we're here to have an open discussion on what we think is going on and what we think is important for our community. One of the things that keeps coming back today is what is your personal action plan? What is it that you're going to put in place for yourself to ensure that you do or take the action that's necessary to support where the nation is going? You know, we have a conversation in the International Black Summit called self-generation. And self-generating is about what you're bringing to the party and what you're going to do and what you're going to have occur and happen. So in the view of that, in light of that, I ask each of you to consider and to look at what actions that you'd be interested in taking that are going to support the efforts in your community to have it thrive and survive. Just to let you know, we're going to continue this conversation off air in the Oxygen Room. The number is 218-862-6420, 797-4834 pound. And we'll be doing that conversation for a half an hour. So again, that number is 218-862-6420. Access code is 797-4834. Jerry, any closing comments?
Well, I have a few. I'll make it nice and quick. Brothers and sisters, likewise, you hear the show tonight. You hear everything that you hear. Let's take this, educate ourselves. Let's make personal movements in our life to make our communities whole and complete. I want to read part of the declaration that has really hit me. So we assert that we are responsible for generating communities as possibilities and distinctions. We listen and for grant being to the possibility of creating unpredictable results. Brothers and sisters, we have to create that possibility. That possibility is not waiting for us. We have to create it. We have to self-generate. That's it.
Very good. Very good. Excellent, excellent. Again, the number for the Oxygen Room, 218-862-6420, 797-4834, pound sign. This is an International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We're here every Sunday from 8 p.m. to 9. These last two Sundays, we looked at the political infrastructure and what is available. We're probably going to shift the conversation a little bit next week, but we want to make sure that you are informed, get out and vote at these next November, these midterm elections. It's very important. If you want to keep the momentum and keep that car going in the right direction, then you've got to do the research and find out the things that are happening and come out and vote. And make sure that your vote makes a difference in keeping that car on track and keeping it out of the ditch. This is International Black Summit Talk Show Network. My name is Glenn Greenidge. Jerry Thomas is the other host, and Claire Lions Devon is in the oxygen room holding it down as well. We love you. Good night. God bless you. And have a great week. Peace and blessings.
Thanks again. Thanks, Tom, for calling. See you at the oxygen room. Peace.